Word list.
The last lesson. Angel. A spiritual being that is a servant of God.
This is a beautiful angel.
They were words about an angel and Mary and baby Jesus. Blackboard. A large, smooth board, usually dark, which is written on with chalk.
The teacher is by the blackboard.
Mr. Hamill walked to the blackboard. Bulletin board. A special board that hangs on a wall where people put up notes or notices.
A note is on the bulletin board.
I saw many people standing in front of a bulletin board. Doomed. Sure to have something bad happen.
The hut is doomed.
Everyone in the class would see me. I was doomed. Entry. The act of going into a place.
This door is for entry into the building.
I had hoped to use all the morning classroom noise to hide my entry. Explosion. A violent blowing apart of something.
Explosions make loud noises.
The news was like an explosion of thunder in my mind. Gesture. A movement of a part of the body, especially a hand, to express an idea.
This gesture means hello.
Without saying anything, he made a gesture with his hand. Grammar. The whole system and structure of a language.
You learn grammar when you read.
Then he opened a grammar book and taught us. Heaven. A perfect place. God's home.
This is heaven.
The outdoors on a day like this was heaven. History. A school subject about past times.
He teaches history.
When the writing lesson was finished, we then studied history. March. To walk in a special way like a soldier.
The dinosaur marches in a band.
Behind the sawmill, the Prussian soldiers were marching. Master. A person with power over another.
The girl is the dog's master.
As long as we people of Alsace hold dearly to the French language, no other people can be our masters. Miracle. A surprising event that cannot be explained by science or natural laws.
She is fine now. It is a miracle.
It was as if a miracle had happened in the classroom that day. Moment. Very short time. Less than a second.
Start the clock the moment the race begins.
I looked at him for a moment, and then I started to run again. Nation. A country.
These are three nations.
A nation can never truly be a slave to another nation as long as it keeps its own language. Normal, usual, typical.
Bananas are the normal food for monkeys.
These were the normal sounds of the morning. Notice, to see, to pay attention to.
He notices something.
Maybe Mr. Hamill would not notice me because of the noise. Pack. To place something in a container.
He packs for a trip.
It was Mr. Hamill's sister packing their trunks. Pail. light in color or having little color.
One flower is a pale color.
At the sound of the trumpets, Mr. Hamel suddenly turned pale. Participle, a word formed from a verb and used as an adjective.
The words boring and bored are participles.
Today, the teacher, Mr. Hamel, was going to question us about participles. Patience, the ability to be calm, usually while waiting.
It takes time to grow plants. You need patience.
It also seemed that Mr. Hamel had never taught with so much patience before. Pretend. To act in a way that does not match one's true position or feelings.
They pretended to be adults.
How can you pretend to be a Frenchman? Protect. To keep from harm.
The big man protects the movie star.
We must learn it and protect it and never forget it. Prussian. Related to a country in Northern Europe that later became Germany.
This soldier is Prussian.
Birds and Prussian soldiers were much more interesting to me than participles. Punishment. A bad thing that one must do or endure because of wrong actions.
He has to sit in the corner for his punishment.
I opened the door and walked into the room, ready to take my punishment. Reason, a point or a fact that causes a result.
He is telling her the reason.
I did not know why that was so, but for some reason, it just seemed to be. Remind, to make a person think of something they know or learned.
She reminds him of something.
They reminded us all of Prussian soldiers. Respect. An action that shows others how much one honors someone or something.
Raising your hand like this is a way to show respect.
It was a way of showing respect for Mr. Hamel and for his lessons in French. Sawmill. A factory where logs from trees are sawed into boards.
Logs are cut in sawmills.
Behind the sawmill, the Prussian soldiers were marching. Scold. To correct someone angrily.
Her mother scolds her for getting dirty.
Mr. Hamel did not scold me. Shake. To move quickly from side to side.
You shake when you are very cold.
My legs were shaking. Silence. No sound.
She is asking for silence.
Now, there was only silence. Slave. A person who is the legal property of another.
The man is her slave.
A nation can never truly be a slave to another nation as long as it keeps its own language. Soldier. A man who works in the army.
This is a soldier.
Birds and Prussian soldiers were much more interesting to me than participles. Strength. The power of one's muscles.
He has a lot of strength in his arms.
He took a piece of chalk and with all his strength wrote on the board in French. Successful. Having completed a job well.
He was successful in his studies.
Everyone was successful. Suddenly. Without warning, quickly and surprisingly.
The top suddenly popped off the bottle.
Suddenly, I remembered a crowd at the bulletin board. Though, however, even if.
They are happy, though. It is raining.
When I got outside, though, suddenly, it didn't seem that I was late at all. Thunder. The noise made by lightning.
You can hear thunder during storms.
The news was like an explosion of thunder in my mind. Trunk. A large box with a top used to store something.
The king is looking at the trunk.
It was Mr. Hamel's sister packing their trunks. Wonderful. Great. Fantastic.
He thinks it is wonderful.
Every student worked hard to make the finest copy of those wonderful words.